Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert from the Relaxation Lounge. And I love coming on here and sharing different techniques and ideas to lower the stress in your life. And today I have Maria Brito. Maria Brito is an award-winning New York-based contemporary art advisor, author, and curator. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Denise, and hi, everyone who's listening. Hello.
And so today we're going to talk about creativity. Mm-hmm. And could you just give us a little bit of a background of how you came onto this journey?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me. And I grew up in Venezuela, and I moved to the States to go to law school. And so I graduated from Harvard Law School, and I practiced corporate law in New York City for about 9 years. Because this is what my parents thought it was the right thing to do, the right career to pursue. They wanted something stable for me. And it actually helped me leave a country that is now in shambles. So it sort of like worked out, except it was eating up my life and my soul because I was not meant to be an attorney. I wanted to be a singer and a performer when I was a child. And you may say, well, a lot of children want to do that. No, but I was actually good. It's just that my parents did not allow me at all. You know, you grew up with frustrations and things like that when you have that kind of, blockage in your life. And so when I had my first child and I was, again, it was my 9th year of corporate attorney practice, I said, no more. I'm going to do something for my soul. I'm going to do something that makes me happy. I'm going to pivot my career and I'm going to invent a business and it's going to work out for me because this is what I want to do. And so my husband, it's not that he freaked out, but he was like, are you serious? I mean, you know what this means, right? Like you don't have any clients. You don't have any background. You don't have, how are you going to do this? I said, I don't know, but I just, if I go to that law firm one more day, I'm going to die of sadness, you know? And so I had my savings and I hired a web designer and I hired a woman who helped me with communications and messaging. And I literally, the only thing I had was literally like, you know, my desire to succeed because yes, I had been an attorney, but I had not been an art advisor. And what I do is I help build art collections for people who want to invest in art. Along the way, I grew the business in many different ways. I also teach creativity and innovation in companies. And now I do it to individuals through online courses. And now I wrote a book that comes out in March that explains how I built my business, but also encourages people to dig into their creative capabilities, no matter what they do, whether they are accountants or artists or freelancers or doctors. It doesn't really matter. I think creativity, and I think, no, I mean, it's proven creativity is one of the most fundamental skills that any human being has been given from birth. But as we grow older and we learn formal education and we are imposed with rules and regulations and how things are meant to be done or ought to be done and things like that, we lose our creativity and we just settle, right? And so that happened to me and I shifted that. And that's kind of my mission and my mantra right now is that as we go through a great resignation and as we go through a time where people are still trying to figure out what matters the most to them, it's much better to live a life of purpose and fulfillment with what you really have inside of you than to spend the rest of your life tied to a job that you despise, which was my case.
I agree. And the thing is, too, with doing something creative, a lot of times, unless you think you're really good, you're discouraged to do it.
But it does. I find it helps the soul. It reduces stress. It brings you joy. And people will stop doing it because, oh, I'm not good enough. You know,
I think everybody's very good at it. It's just that what you said is the correct assumption. People actually strangle their ideas before they see the light of day without even knowing if we want to see it or hear it. And again, it's like, are you a good writer? Are you good at cooking? Are you excellent at fixing problems? Are you passionate about the business of business, right? Because so many people are so good at coming up with ideas and then they don't execute them. That's the other thing, right? You have ideas and you're paralyzed because people say, because somebody told you X, Y, Z, and the truth is, you know, you're here to do the things that are meant to fire you up and to give that kind of excitement every day that you wake up and you said, oh my God, I'm so excited to go to work. I'm so excited. And so how many Americans can actually say that for, you know, 100%? And it's part of the, like what you do of keeping women and men away from the stress that actually, you know, it corrodes their souls. And because stress, as it accumulates, and it's such a common factor, right? As it accumulates, it just hurts not only the body, but the mind, the soul. And what people are left with, really, you know, it's not worth it. You know, the amount of suffering that goes into what stress can lead people's lives to. And I think that people who are not fulfilled with what they do in their lives, people who don't think that they are applying their creative thinking to what they do, have higher levels of stress. And actually, people who are creative live longer. And that's because they activate both hemispheres of their brains and they stay healthy for a longer period of time. Of course, I mean, if you are crazy and doing crazy things to your body and you're creative, that, you know, that doesn't mean the same, right? I mean, it's like you're drinking every night and partying. No, of course not. But what I meant to say is that creative people who know how to take care of their bodies too live longer and happier and more fulfilled lives. And who doesn't want that, right? Who wouldn't want to have a much more fun and interesting life in that longer one?
Now, for anybody listening here, it is sometimes hard to introduce that creativity into your life because we've been sort of the round peg in the square hole with what we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to do and what is expected of us. How would you recommend that people start using their creative side?
Look, one thing I tell my students and I've done myself is to try to write with your non-dominant hand every day for a little bit to see what happens and what ideas come up. And this is also part of activating the brain when it's not necessarily just so active, right? Because you need to make a different type of effort when you're using your non-dominant hand. And if you do not want to do that, then there is automatic writing, which is, you know, open up a journal and just fill out 3 pages without thinking. It's just stream of conscious and like just go longhand. We have lost the art of connecting to tangible things, right? Like pen and paper sounds so like 20th century and everybody, obviously I can't live without my phone or computers and we don't want to either, right? But the things that actually have a component that integrates certain part of the brain and they are tactile at the same time are there for a reason. And they have kept humankind, you know, history and recorded history for so many years. And it's not just a random thing, right? I mean, part of why you send children to learn how to do things with their hands is because there are direct connections between motor skills and reticular activating system in the frontal part of the brain. And so people who write down with pen and paper actually get a whole lot more ideas and are able to synthesize more than those who are just taking notes on laptops or computers or, you know, phones and notes like that. And one other thing is people underestimate the enormous benefits of silence and meditation. And I'm sure you've touched upon this all the time because it's part of what you actually preach. And it's not only a time to clear the mind, but it's also a time of reception of those ideas that you've been trying to come up with. And this is, again, you don't have to know how to paint a canvas. You don't need to be sculpting, you know, bodies or anything of the like. If you're an accountant in anywhere in the world and you're listening to this, I think that you always want to be better in what you do. You want to come up with solutions for what you do. And part of that is being creative. And so why not going silent? And I know so many people have a lot of resistance because first we're busy, and I understand that we're all busy. Where are you going to get another, you know, but start with 5 minutes, just put a timer on your phone, close your eyes, focus on your breathing. You don't need a mantra. You don't need, you know, gongs, you know, behind you. You don't need incense or grottos with infrared lights. Just like it's 5 minutes a day in silence, breathe in, breathe out. No apps. I mean, those things help. Obviously, I love them. But what I'm saying is, let's just make it easier for everybody, right? And the goal is just try to stay silent, eyes closed, 5 minutes, breathe in, breathe out. And I know the mind is going to get crazy. And one of the Steve Jobs used to say, and it's written in his biography, that at the beginning, when he started practicing Zen meditation, his mind was crazy, right? Like it wouldn't let him go. He said that as he moved forward with the practice, and that's when he got all his ideas for Apple and for all the products and everything. And because he became better and better at it, right? And so, I mean, he was very generous to give us that information, but he's not uncommon, right? I mean, it's like he's one of the many thousands of leaders around the world who've used meditation to come up with ideas. And again, I'm telling you, I know everybody's going to say, no, I'm so busy and whatnot. There is one thing every human being in the world shares, and it's the amount of time they have in any given day, right? We don't have equality. We don't have the same amount of money. We don't look the same, but we all have 24 hours, regardless of how you look, how much money you make, where you live. If there's one thing you can get out of this thing today, is use those 5 minutes at any time you have. And try to build up from there. And I can guarantee you, if you do it every day for 30 days, your life will be very different.
And that's the thing too. It's 5 minutes. You know, everybody's, oh, I don't have the time. I don't have the time. Well, these practices are not 2 hours. It's not a half an hour. It's 5 minutes. You know, it's pretty easy to put into your life if you want to make the change. And that's the difference. If you want to make the change. Now, I understand that you've got a book coming out in a couple of months. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Of course. I'm very excited to introduce to your audience How Creativity Rules the World, published by HarperCollins. It's already on the whole pre-order phase. So it's on Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, anywhere where books are sold, independent bookstores. And it's a book that... it's been 13 years in the making, honestly, because this amount of information I gathered through all the time since I decided to quit my career as an attorney and become an entrepreneur and a CEO and a business owner. And I feel enormous pride about what I put together in the book because it's a combination of history, neuroscience, psychology, business, entrepreneurship. It's not just anecdotal. I mean, I added things, obviously, about because it's my voice and I wanted to add my experiences, but it's all fundamentally based on facts. And it is about how people can come up with better ideas every day to build their lives for decision-making, to make money, you know, to figure out what to do and be more successful no matter what. Maybe they don't want to make more money. Maybe they just want to go and retire and raise sheep in Hawaii, you know, and how do you do that, right? And so it's very actionable. At the end of each chapter, there is a whole section on practical skills and exercises for people to actually put in practice what they learn. Because I have read hundreds and thousands of books on creativity, and I always felt that it was lacking an actionable part, a part that was practical and prescriptive in a way where people actually would say, oh, now I understand what she's trying to tell me. giving me all this incredible information that is very interesting, but how do I apply that to my life? And so I wanted this to be both a reference book and a book that can be with people timelessly, because everything that's written, it's like it doesn't expire, right? It's like, that's the other thing, I wanted the book to be timeless and forever, because I understand people are giving me the time when they're reading the book, and I want them to know that they can come back to that book time and time again in the future to when they feel stuck, or they need to be reinvigorated, or they need a boost of energy, or they need to find an answer that they haven't considered before. And so it's very dense and rich, and I'm excited for people to have it. If they pre-order it and send us a confirmation to book at mariabrito.com, I'm giving free access to my online course on creativity, which is super comprehensive. It's very fun. It's also super practical. And we have mastermind calls once a month. I'm so confident in the book that I'm giving free access to the course, because first of all, I believe that the key to getting is giving. And also because I feel that this message is important, particularly in the times where we have been engulfed by a pandemic, that it's not our responsibility, but we are in it now. And I think that there hasn't been a better time to be of an entrepreneurial mindset. And if you work for a company there, then to be an intrapreneur in that company and to be a leader of ideas that actually can happen, can materialize. And so this is my manifesto at this time. I do feel that there has really not been a better time to start a business or to start a new venture within a business than now.
Wonderful. Well, I will be putting all your contact information wherever this is posted. So is there any last words you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, thank you for listening. If you want to know where I am, at mariabrito.com. That's BRITSandTomO.com. And, I wish you all an incredible 2022 filled with a lot of creativity and fulfillment.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.